Today's daf was that Tzadi Zayin, daf 97. You started on Tzadi Vav Amubed with the new Mishnah, talking about if slaves are considered like karka, like property which is not nigzelit, not stolen, or it's like movable property which is nigzelit. Part number two on the Amud Aleph was talking about the slave. If somebody, let's say, lends money to somebody, and the guy comes and uses his slave. how would that be? Or let's say someone just comes and takes one's slave when the person's slave is not working, and he uses it for himself. We said he's patur. Why is he patur? Why is he exempt? So we said because the owner doesn't want his slave to learn to be batel, to just sit there and do nothing, so he's okay with his slave being taken to continue doing work. Part number three of the daf was talking about if someone stole a coin and it got cracked, it got broken, and all of the dinim over there, and we said that's actually talking about when it got cracked. We explained in the Mishnah that in such a case, when that happens, you pay what the value was at the time of stealing. And the last part of the daf on the Amud Bet was talking about if somebody lends with a coin, and that coin now is no longer usable, so we had a machloket, Rav and Shmuel. Rav said you have to pay with a coin now that is still usable today. Shmuel said, no, you can pay with a coin that's usable in a different city, and tell the person, go use it in the other city now, go over there. And that's how Shmuel explains, but we explained that's only if he has a way to get to that city. Amen.